Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in. Whether you're tuning in live or in the archives, thank you for being here. I believe that every open and loving heart that joins in here as a listener, a caller, or a host is contributing to the whole and to each of our brightened, lightened energies and each of us being lifted up. So I'm glad you're listening in. I will tell you that in part this show is kind of a test simply because the last couple of shows have had some technical difficulties, and I wasn't sure at first if it was some changes that Blog Talk Radio had made in how they were doing some of the audio and the call-in or what it might be, but I've done a couple of private little test shows and everything seems fine with the audio. But on the last show, which I did on 9/9, that all important 9/9 date, it was very difficult, the audio, and very choppy and a lot of breaks in people being able to hear it clearly. So I wasn't sure at the time if that was because of really high intense energies, because that happens a lot for me with technology. When I'm really tuned in and there's technology involved in some way, it seems to crash and mess up. And I wasn't sure, but that seems to be a distinct possibility since I have done some other private little show episodes just to test the audio since then. You know, I just try to go with the flow, and if technology is difficult because energies are high, that's just the way it is. And when I really tune in, that happens sometimes. So I also try to, even though we shouldn't temper our high energy for the purpose of the show, sometimes I do try to tone it down just a little bit so that hopefully it doesn't interfere that way. But the last show on 9/9 was about 9/9, and it wasn't the typical day that I do the show, but I just the night before, the morning of, I just had this feeling of doing the show, and then I realized the date and the significance there. So I went through a lot of that significance and some of the what was happening with some of the energy. I will go through real quickly. If you're a first-time listener, this show is all about your best steps now on your spiritual journey, and it can be a collective message, one that's just in general for all of us to hear. But I also take calls, and the call-in number is 347-633-9823. And when I get to the caller portion of the show,
I open up the line and I give intuitive readings to whoever is calling, and it's individual messages. And in order to facilitate the very quick nature of it, I usually see things in symbols, really quick symbols that I'm able to discern what that might mean from spirit. And it's really interesting and rather cool how in a very succinct amount of time for the purpose of this show, some of the messages can come through through little symbols, almost like the game of charades or that old show on TV way, way back, game show called Concentration, where little bits work together for a message. So very interesting. If you're interested in your best steps now on your spiritual journey, or you have some questions about where you are on your path right now, do call in 347-633-9823, and I'll get to those in a bit after I go through the opening part of the show. And that's how I always like to do it. I like to give a general message, which I don't plan ahead. I usually try to get still and calm before the show starts, and then just let the message, whatever it is, flow through. And that can be a little unsettling sometimes in this human way of doing things when, you know, the countdown is on of when the show is going to go live, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to say and if there's going to be dead air time, but usually it works out pretty well and things come through quite well. Sometimes right before the show, I'll feel a certain angel and a message that an angel that might want us to get more familiar with him or her. And that's cool when that happens. Today, it's kind of a revisiting, and I didn't plan it this way, of some of what was talked about on 9/9. Before that show, I felt like it was really important to talk about what that 9/9 portal is, September 9th. And before that, you know, we always have in early August, especially on August 8th, 8/8, there is what's called the Lion's Gate portal, and that has to do with astrology and some of the cycles that we go through. And there is an energy portal there. So the 9/9 followed up, and I did some just a little bit of quick research and revisiting some things before that 9/9 show. And I went to the webpage of Celia Finn. Her page is Star Child Global. And she was very, very helpful to me when I first went through what I always call my big awakening moment, where it was just like, pow, the aha, so big and so bold, and everything just kind of flooded into me, gifts opened, everything happened so quickly. And it wasn't that I hadn't already been on a spiritual journey and searching and growing and learning, but it just, everything just went, it just like exploded for me. And it happens that way for some people very, very quickly. And she became a really good source because that was 8 or 9 years ago. And I found her page just kind of randomly, and everything she was saying was like, it was an affirmation to what I had just felt or gone through. And it was just phenomenal to me, and what a source of to affirm things I was feeling and know that I wasn't crazy. Or if I was crazy, that I was in good company, or at least other company. But her information was always so right on with what I was feeling. And so I don't really visit her page as much anymore, but I did have that feeling on 9/9 to go there. And there was so much information about what all was happening. And, you know, year after year, we hear how, oh, the energies are getting stronger and stronger and the shift is happening. And it is. And then we go through more shift and more shift and more shift. So it can begin to feel like a broken record and even be frustrating for some people, like, yeah, you said that last year too, or you said that 3 months ago too. But it really is like we talk about, you know, layers of an onion being peeled. And we go through these shifts and our energy gets higher and, you know, higher frequency. And then we go through another shift and it gets more so as we acclimate our bodies to this different energy. If we did it all at once, it would probably knock us over and kill us for most people, or at least be so unsettling that we couldn't really handle it very well, a lot of people. So it happens gradually, and even sometimes we adjust to a higher frequency and maybe we get pulled down back down into more worldly things that we need to deal with, and our frequency either just becomes lower because of energy, or it even is necessary to be a little bit lower to communicate in this atmosphere and in this more ego-based world. So we do go through these layers and shifts. And the really beautiful thing about when I went to Celia's site is there was so much, again, that was happening that I was feeling that was going on, and her words, and because that's sort of her, the energy part is her level of expertise, it was very affirming. So I don't know if you were able to listen on 9-9. It was very choppy audio, but you may have listened and gotten a few things from it. So today, when I was getting ready to do the show, I really did not have any specific idea at all of what I was going to talk about. But I sat down here at the desk that I usually do the show from, and I had what I had printed out from Celia's site, and it was a few pages, and right there jumped out at me. Then on the 28th, which was yesterday, and I just looked at my clock, it's 11:11 right now. That makes me smile. Then on the 28th, the energies will reach a climax as you celebrate the full moon in Aries and Libra and the total lunar eclipse, which will also be a blood moon and the last of a series of four intense blood moons that have been the bearers of the waves of intense change. A fire moon is always a powerful full moon. And so moon in Aries as a blood moon is a full moon of the phoenix. Wow. And the phoenix, as we know, is the rise. The rise from the ashes. So she goes on to say, it's in this moment when the new is born from the ashes of the old, and the power of the new arises in your heart, souls, and spirits. And I believe that's true if we're on that search and we really want the power of the new and of the now to arise within us. If we're fighting it, it won't really happen. But if you're here and you're listening, then you're seeking it. You're tuned in, at least on some level, to know that there is a calling for this. Your soul knows it, and your soul is trying very hard to awaken to it. So at this time, you can expect to feel a powerful surge of new energies and a connection with new opportunities and new directions in your life and in the life of the collective. Wow. Things that have been hidden will now be revealed and made clear. I don't know if any of you have been experiencing that, but boy, I have in the last couple of weeks. Things, frustrating things, all of a sudden being made clear, a new peace entering about them, a new understanding of and a new connection with the direction I should be in, and just feeling stronger that way. And we always go through waves, because we are always trying to navigate both the here and now, the earth world and the spirit world. The earth is our body and spirit is our soul, our spirit, our light. So we go through those waves, and I'm in one that feels very clear. Everything about it doesn't feel clear, but it feels like whatever it is ahead of me, I feel like I'm exactly where I need to be. So I hope you're feeling some of that same. If you're not, it's okay. Just ask for it and surrender to it, because this is one of those moments where the whole universe is conspiring energetically to allow those openings for you to have clarity and understanding and know your path a little better. As more and more of us are doing this, it's also a time for lifting up humanity. And, we talk about the collective, and as each of us lifts up, we bring a higher vibration to everything around us. And then we choose between love and fear. Fear is a fight energy. Love is a flow energy. So try to get into energies that allow you to flow rather than feel like you're always fighting. And that allows you to shift into love, into new clarity in a much bigger way. Okay, so I'm going to go to the first caller, and we'll see if we can get a reading and some insight that will hopefully be helpful to the caller. But also, when these messages come through, it's not just for the person calling. If you feel, say, a wave over you, a chill, goosebumps when something is said in this show, know that it's not just for the person it's being said to. I get that all the time, and I realize that message was for me. That last show on 9/9, I realized, well, it may have been choppy for everybody, but maybe it was what I was supposed to say to myself. Maybe it was a message to come through me, for me to hear, and that's enough. So always be aware that the things you hear, that Spirit will speak to you in many different ways, and always be open to that. Okay, the first caller is area code 305. I always announce it in area codes because that's how it comes up on my screen. And since I do this all on my own without a call screener, that's just an easy way. So you'll be live soon. You'll get a computer voice to tell you you're live. And I like to ask for first name, if you don't mind, and if you have any questions.
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking
with?
Hi,
how are you? My name is Eduardo. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Eduardo. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Do you have a question for me today?
Yes. I'm working on a project, and I hired a developer to finish the last leg of it before launching. Mm-hmm. And it seems like he works on and off. You know, he's been having a lot of emotional issues with a girlfriend and blah blah blah. I still have some time, you know, but he's been able to do a good job whenever he does the work. You know, he's a freelancer. So I just want to ask if should I worry? Should I look for somebody else, or should I just go with it? You know.
Okay. So what kind of work is he doing for you?
He's software development.
Okay. I'm not getting any strong signal either way. I get a little bit of a feeling like maybe, and I want to hesitate to say this because I don't want you to overreact. Maybe he's not the best person, and it feels like to me maybe he's going through some sort of difficulty right now. Do you know anything about his personal situation?
Well, yeah, I know he broke up with his girlfriend, and he's moving and all of those things. So it's been like very hard on him, you know. But So I still have a couple weeks, you know. And whenever mm-hmm. he's done the work, he's worked. But I'm just a bit concerned.
I think that your feelings are legitimate. This is the feeling I get, is that because he is in a tough situation, he can't fully be there on the work side. Now, when I say, okay, get rid of him, I think that he's very capable and that he can do a good job for you. It may just take a little bit more time and a little bit more understanding from you because he is going through a little bit of a struggle. I think he may even shift on his own to, you know, find a different situation or something. I'm not really sure. And I feel like I want you to be aware because there will probably be someone else that just kind of appears or comes into your circles that could do the work for you without it having to be a difficult choice on your part or feeling bad for, you know, kind of like kicking somebody when they're down. So I would say ride it out with him some more. I think it's going to resolve itself and that there will be some new solutions that show up for you. I don't think it's going to be like harmful to you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have some time, you know, towards the deadline, and that we have, you know, and I just, you know, my wanting to get things done today rather than tomorrow. You know?
Oh, I understand. Is there anyone else that you've used for this kind of thing, or that has kind of come forward or crossed your path lately that you know
of? There was another person that I know that applied for this job and that would be able to work, apparently, you know.
Okay. I would look into that. And with this other person, I think it might be okay if you have kind of a heart-to-heart, just a nice, like, I know you're going through a lot of things, you know, is your heart in it? And because I have this deadline, just be honest and see what comes up, because it may be that he's ready to move on anyway. But I would examine, I wouldn't make any immediate quick decisions, but I would try to have some dialogue and also open up other, you know, if there are other possibilities, look into them. But I feel like it's going to have a good, you know, it's going to all turn out fine, but you know, you may have to have a few conversations and it may bring you to some changes but I don't think they're going to be, you know, like really harsh or difficult or full of too much drama. So
yeah. Yeah, I'll probably give him a deadline, you know, see if it's tomorrow or maybe the day after tomorrow if it doesn't do any
work. I think a deadline's
work,
good,
know.
Because it's a good way for him also to decide whether or not he's either in it or capable right now, given the other things. So it's fair. There's nothing wrong with that. That's totally fair, because you have things you have to get done too. You know, so now when you first started talking, it was interesting because I didn't see like objects like I often do. I saw colors. And so I kind of related it possibly to chakras, and I saw blue and orange. Orange was the most prominent, and I was just kind of feeling sacral chakra, and that maybe you have some things like blockages there, some uncertainties. Have you ever done any work with chakras and asking to clear them, and have you done much of that?
Well, you know, I've worked with colors, interesting that you say that, and I'm also, you know, having acupuncture done on a weekly basis.
Oh, okay. Now, when you say you've worked with colors, that's interesting. Color came up as opposed to things. What have you done with colors?
Well, I have a friend, her name is Arlene Arnold. She has a therapy called color, what's it called? Color therapy or something like that, and she taught me how to use the colors to balance the chakras and to balance situations.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. That's really what I'm seeing for you. That color is an avenue for you to almost be inspired and through chakras, and also just that visual image. The color itself is going to reach you and touch you on a deeper level than it might. Do so for other people. You know, sometimes people, it might be sound, you know, a certain tone is what kind of gives us that aha, or that wakes up our spirit. For you, I think it's color. And, you know, I was seeing blue and orange and feeling like the sacral chakra. And, you know, it's kind of our center of being, our creative area. You know, it's the whole reproductive area, and that's creation.
Yeah.
And so it has a lot to do with our own creativity and remembering that we are creators always. So orange, you know, is also an excitement, you know, there's a lot of power in the color itself. So I want you to go back to that your friend has shown you with colors and just, you know, revisit it and soak in colors and pay attention to colors as they appear to you, because I think that is sort of your touchstone for staying in a high frequency.
Cool. Yeah, you know, and okay. That was one of the things that my acupuncturist is working on is my sacral chakra, you know, holding my, that's one of the, she knows there's an issue there.
Well, and see, that's what I saw too. so that's, you know, this show a lot of times is nothing more than affirmation for something you already knew or was already told to you. And so by it being said again to you, it's sort of like that exclamation mark, like, yes, pay attention here. This will be really beneficial for you. So the other that I was seeing was blue. And in that whole feeling of that the colors were associated for you right now in this message with chakras, the throat chakra, I want you to think about and decide if you're ready to speak your truth even more, and what that truth is. And a lot of times in this world, we sort of choke ourselves off, especially if we're saying things that maybe the whole world isn't going to take really well, or, you know, in some of these spiritual talks, it can be hard to share these things openly because sometimes people look at you like you're a little crazy or so I feel like the throat chakra is the other one that I want you to make sure you clear and that you feel very comfortable just being you and, speaking these truths, living these truths, and not feeling worried about it. You may have some hesitation to fully live in this spiritual sense, but you have this power, and you're really on the verge of it. And if you can work on the chakras, it would be the sacral and the throat chakra. And I think that by doing that, the two are going to almost be explosive for you, where you just shine all of a sudden. You get into that creative power and you have that ability to express it better. So that would be my advice to you.
Cool.
What would be your best step now on your spiritual journey? And I think the work thing and the project, it's all going to work out fine. Oh, and now that I'm saying that, the communication, the throat, communicate with this person, just be kind and honest, and, you know, the deadline, and asking if, you know, and just be open to communicating, and also feeling free to communicate with anyone else that might also be able to help you get it done, because you do have a job to do. So just be open and communicate with honesty and kindness, and I think that it'll come out and you'll get it done just fine.
Okay, cool. Okay. You know, what's your Facebook or your website? I don't see it in your profile.
Oh, okay. My website is sherrylane.com. That's sherrylane.com. And that links you to some other things that I do. My Facebook page, which I post on every day, is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And I go through the ideas of A Course in Miracles, but not only A Course in Miracles, other positive spiritual thought, and I try to mix it up. And I take passages from A Course in Miracles and sort of translate it into what I think it means. And it's just a real good place for a lot of, you know, people that are in searching in that spiritual way to share ideas and come together.
All right.
And that I do every single day, sort of like a daily devotional. So
cool.
It works that way for me as I prepare it, and then hopefully for the people that click on it and come to it every day, that it means something that way, to sort of just start your day off in an uplifting way. So I'd love it if you go on there and like the page and start to get the posts and comments and whatever you can offer. So
great. I just did. Just got in there. Awesome.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Glad
All
to
right.
hear that. All right, well, thank you so much for calling. You are a beautiful, vibrant soul. That's why I could see those vibrant colors. And you just do that chakra work that you're already doing, and the color work. Color is huge for you. It is what ignites your soul. So
cool. Pay
attention to that. Okay?
Thank you so much, Sherry. Have a
All
great
right.
day.
You have a great day. All right, bye-bye. Very interesting. The last few shows, a lot of times I'm seeing color and instead of objects and interpreting that. It's often in chakras. Sometimes it's also what that color in general might symbolize in the world. So it's interesting how this show shifts for me and how the messages come through differently and for just what needed. I love that he already was working with the chakras and color, because that's immediately what I felt for him. And so it's so nice when we're exploring and we're wondering, gosh, am I doing what I should be doing? Am I following the right path? Am I in the right place? Sometimes just to get that wink that says, absolutely you are. You're already on that path. Or sometimes it's a nudge like, okay, I've already given you this little tidbit of information. Go on, explore it more, go a little deeper. So it's really beautiful when that happens. I love that. Okay, our call-in number is 347-633-9823. There aren't any more calls right now, so I'm going to do a little more discussion and general topics that I hope that will have some meaning to you. Sorry, I was reading some of my own little notes here. One of the things that I do and that you can explore on my webpage is I do individual intuitive readings. And so the ones on this radio show are very, very quick and has to be that way in order to, you know, one, get through the time when there are lots of callers, but also, you know, deeper readings are very personal. So it's not really something that most people want to do in a public way. And also, you know, people don't really want to listen to a very long reading for someone else most times. But when I do the more in-depth ones, so much comes through. Sometimes it's loved ones that have passed over that feel like they can be helpful, or it's an angel guide or spirit and appears, or sometimes it's just feelings about something that's going on in your life, and you can ask lots of questions and we explore and the whole thing unfolds. You go on my website, sherrylane.com, and you go to services. It will tell a little more about these. I call them Manifesting with Angels sessions. And what I have been, what I think I'm leaning toward, and I have to get it set up, is that I'm going to give away a couple of those each week. And I'm going to do it through, if you sign up for my email newsletter, which I won't spam you. I won't do it very often, but you sign up for my mailing list, then I will pick from those people who sign up. And then once in a while, you know, like I said, not very often, maybe once a month or maybe even once a quarter, or just whenever something comes up, if I have information, like for instance, about a class I'm teaching or a topic that I want to send out a very quick newsletter type email, I'll do that. But I won't be spamming. I won't be sending you four or five a day or several a week, because I personally get frustrated with those kinds of, you know, sometimes they're extremely well-meaning and they're wonderful information, but when I get them day after day, it sort of turns me off and I end up unsubscribing. So I will be setting up a mailing list, and for those that subscribe to it, then I'll be picking and doing a couple of those free sessions every week. Sometimes I may even do more than a couple, you know, depending on how I'm feeling and how I feel nudged to do that. So pay attention. If you are on my Seeing Miracles Every Day page on Facebook, I'll put more information there as I get it worked out, because I always try to tell people I'm a one-woman show. I do all this myself, you know, as far as the website and the Facebook page and when I try to set up online classes and all that. I'm doing it myself, and I am not the most technologically advanced person in the world. I'm pretty good at using technology, but when it comes to developing things, I'm not always great at that. So be patient, but I will put some more information and, you know, get that mailing list going and be giving out the free sessions. I do even though I put prices on the website and I do some of that so that I don't get bombarded. If I said all of the sessions were free, then I wouldn't be able to keep up, and people maybe would come to me that really didn't have a whole lot of intention of a lot of spiritual steps, but they would just come for the novelty. So, but I do almost everything I do at my own expense, and in fact, the majority of those sessions that I've done, I've offered to people free when I just felt like it would be beneficial to them. And the show I pay for myself, the website, all of those things. And I've gone through a struggle for the last several years where paying for those things, I got really slowed down because I was struggling financially, and yet I still wanted to continue to do so many of these things and offer them free because I felt like they were gifts from God and they had been awakened in me. And, sometimes I would get criticized for, well, you're not valuing yourself. You're not valuing your own time. You're not valuing, you need to put, but it just never felt right to make it so much like more about a business model. That just didn't feel right. And so a lot of times I would struggle, and in my own business, my other business, the one that I always say pays the bills, is in real estate and investments in that and rental property. And we all know what happened to that over the last 5 years. But now it's in a recovery phase and I'm doing much better and I have much more peace and more time to devote to this. So I feel very good about offering more free things. I've offered free classes many times, and I'm hoping to do more of that and be able to get it worked out in logical ways and get the technology part all figured out. And I'm very excited about that. So do join my Seeing Miracles Every Day Facebook page, because I will announce some of those free readings and things on there and what you need to do to be one of the people chosen for that. So other things that I have on my website, sherrylane.com, I do some angel healing classes. I want to expand those. And, if you're interested in those, pay attention to my website and pay attention to my Seeing Miracles Every Day Facebook page, because that's where I'll explain those kinds of things. Another way to understand my journey, which I believe for many of you will resonate as far as the journey you're on, things that have happened to you or maybe happening now, is my book on Amazon. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And it talks about my early awakening, my big awakening that I talked about earlier, and how that all came to be. And I tell little bits of it. I have not really, even in the book, I didn't tell a lot of the details because they were so, and not only intensely personal, but they were just so powerful I couldn't put them into words at the time. And I was doing a little bit of, you have to temper it for the audience when they're ready for it. And so now I'm working on a follow-up that explains in more detail some of the occurrences and things that happened as Spirit came to speak to me in that time. And so I'm working on that and how to share the rest of that story. But take a look at Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles on Amazon. You can read a couple chapters there and see if it speaks to you at all. And if it does, then please do buy it and read it and see if it resonates with what you're going through. Because I think that when we are connecting with Spirit and there are those moments where they know we're getting the message, that then the doors are open for more and more to flow to us. Every time we recognize something that is a message or their voice coming through in some way to us, and when we acknowledge it, and when we speak and they send us something and it does connect and we acknowledge that, then that's when the information and the gifts start to flow more and more. So every way that you can connect and get that sort of aha feeling for, oh, yes, I feel this too, is an affirmation to Spirit and angels and God that I'm listening and I'm paying attention and I want more. I'm hungry for more. And that's how we all, those gifts of intuition open up, and that ability to receive the messages from Spirit and know what our path is and know what our purpose. And that's where we have that great vibration that heals everything. Physical healing, emotional, spiritual healing. It's when we connect with Spirit. It's, you know, the connection to all that is. And it is when within each of us, each and every one of us, we just have to wake it up. We have to awaken our spirits, our souls, and it's right there. And then once we awaken, it's like, oh yeah, how did I forget that? So follow those moments that are reminding you something. Follow it like I would always describe it as like breadcrumbs on a trail, like Hansel and Gretel. You know, follow breadcrumbs before they disappear. So thank you so much for listening. I had a feeling this would be another one of those shorter programs and not as many calls, but just informative. And I'm kind of testing the technology to make sure that people can hear me clearly. That wave is over that seemed to be make that more difficult. So thank you for tuning in. Go to my website, sherrylane.com. My Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And I'm so happy to have you here. I hope you've gotten something from this show, and I hope you'll tune in next time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
How long and how far and how many times? Oh, before it's too late. Calling all angels, calling all angels. Walk me through this one. Don't leave me alone. Thank you.